So I'll let you initiate this. Steven, I'm Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, I'm Steven J.
Steven, nice and this is Nick.
Nice Nick, to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you as well.
And Nick, why don't you take off because you know Berg.
Yeah, so I know Berg quite well.
Oh, really?
2010 was our first CES that we were here, and we interviewed you guys. We met at lunch, and then we set up an interview afterwards, and it was one of our best well-received pieces of that year. So I'm
awesome.
Pretty familiar with Berg in the past, but we've, you know, so many products. It's hard to go back and cover everybody.
Of course,
so
sure.
What is Berg for the people who don't know, and where have you guys kind of taken this path? Because it's been an interesting one for you.
It is, actually. Well, Herman Vandenberg, who is the founder of the company, is an international, well-known lifestyle designer. He's been designing for more than 20 years for IKEA, Target, International Hotels, and he's a visionary as far as trends go. So he actually sold his creative firm back in 2008, something like that. And he had this vision that someday smartphone technology would be able to be shrunk down and put into a watch. And he went to China, bought a factory, started his R&D. And the beautiful thing about Berg is that we're really a lifestyle luxury company first and a technology company second. That doesn't diminish our technology because it by far bests any other smartwatch that's at CES. And I think you'll agree with me as I start to take you through some of the product. Myself, I've been in the luxury timepiece industry for 14 years. I've worked with some of the top Swiss brands. So, we always talk about watches in today's day and age. You don't really need a watch. You have all the time in your cell phone and everything like that. But people wear watches because, it's an emotional thing. It creates an emotion. You put an elegant watch or a cool watch on your wrist and you're feeling emotion. You're feeling cool. You're feeling or successful or classic or whatever it might be. And the real disconnect between the more tech-based smartwatch companies is that they are first a tech company. And they're trying to enter a category where there's going to be a war raged for this little space called a wrist on every human being's body. And in order to really be successful at that, you need to create something that people are going to want to wear first from a style perspective. Now you're going to get your tech companies that are going to be able to market to the Silicon Valley guys and stuff like that. They're going to love it because it's a tech device. But the general population and the general consumer market, you're really going to have to create something luxurious and lifestyle-based to catch their attention. And that's what we focus on. That's what we do.
I thought it was really interesting. Quick anecdote. We were talking at lunch that day, and I remember it specifically off camera. He was like, "They think we're crazy by doing this." And that was the word that the rep from your company used. He said, "They think we're crazy for introducing it this way, but I think it's going to work." Yeah. And I was like, "You know what? You're right, because it looks it's different." And you guys were one of the first to really introduce smartwatch. It wasn't called that back then, but smartwatch before Samsung was even trying to come up with the concept. So what do we have today? Where has that brought us to?
Yeah, sure. So, well, as you can see right here.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Start off there.
Yeah,
that's
there you
gorgeous.
Go. All right, so that's what our goal is. We want that reaction. That's beautiful. That's gorgeous. I've just evoked an emotion in you, and you like the watch. You're attracted to it. You'd probably want to wear that watch.
I would.
And I'm a guy that wears Swiss automatics and stuff, but when I look at this dial, and I don't know should I turn it to the camera?
If you actually hold it right out here, that camera up there is going to see it.
Okay. So
there you can see.
So you can see right now. So you've got a beautiful, this is actually the world's first round all stainless steel case and bracelet in a smartwatch design. And of course you can see it's beautiful, it's elegant, it's very handsome, and it's something that people will want to wear from a luxury lifestyle perspective. Now, actually I see that we're on camera, so I'm going to turn the watch around so that we can get a good shot at the functionality of it. Now, this is something that I think that you'll be very impressed to see with how far we've come. So, of course, you've got your home screen here, which is your dial, and we've got about a dozen different dial choices that you can choose from, and it's incredibly intuitive, very user-friendly. All you're going to do is swipe, boom.
Okay.
We're right there.
And there's a phone.
And there's a phone. And you know what? The beautiful thing about Berg is that you do not need to be tethered to your smartphone. It's an autonomous phone and texting device as well. We achieve that through SIM card technology that you could insert into the back. So if you want to be tethered to your phone and use this as a device that communicates with your phone, go ahead and Bluetooth it. If you don't want to, you leave your phone home, and this can call and receive. So actually, I had called myself before. You know what? I left my phone in the back over there. But
that's okay. All right, but I can see
you
it's making a call.
It's making a phone call right now, and I'm not tethered to any phone. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and disconnect that, and we'll take you on to the to more functions. Let's go to the next screen. We've got contacts here. So you could import all your contacts via USB from your phone or from your computer or something like that. Again, incredibly clean, easy to
understand interface. And it looks pretty. And just to swipe through is very, very easy to do and intuitive. And I like how the icons bounce up nicely as you go from slot to slot.
It's, you know what, you know, not to give Apple a plug here, but it's very Apple-esque in that, you know what, Apple was really the first company that made computing devices luxury devices. People that own Apples, they love Apple. They have an emotional connection to it. And this is very much like the iPhone or something like that in its interface. And again, I'm going to walk you through because there's a lot of things going on here. This is your texting screen right here. Now, what our software engineers have done with what I think is brilliant is they actually shrunk down the social media platform to be able to fit onto the face, the dial of a smartwatch, and around, which even makes it more difficult. So you could actually do Twitter from here. You could tweet, log into your account. You can Facebook from here. And you could also Skype from here as well.
Cool.
Because there is a camera right here in between the two crowns.
Oh, wow.
That's a 2-megapixel camera, so you could actually make a Skype call from there as well.
So I want to point out, just to give reference to that and provide a little perspective, that's a huge deal because a lot of the new devices that are out right now are cumbersome in the way that he mentioned. It's tech first.
Right.
So what you have is an accessory to your phone, an accessory to your smart device. And instead here, you're getting a full function to the watch. Open it on your phone. Well, I don't want to do that. What I want to do is interact with something on my wrist.
Exactly.
And if I have to go and look at my notification, see that there's a Twitter notification, tap on it, and then go to my phone, which is in my pocket,
right,
and I'm sitting down, that's a pain in the butt. I don't want to do that. And that's what makes you guys so different and unique in the space is you provided that interactivity right here on your phone,
exactly.
on your watch.
Exactly. So, and I'm going to show you more that you're going to be much more, you'll be excited about as well. So, let me get back to the screen. All right, so we're going to go forward now, and right here is an internet browser. Now look at all the different applications you have. You have Google, Baidu. You have so many different web browsers that you could choose to do your searches for on the web. And that also allows you to do streaming audio and streaming video through the Berg smartwatch as well. Going forward. Of course, you've got email, you've got health apps. Now, I'm sure you guys know, you probably would have to, what you've seen so far, look, we've got autonomous phone in the smartwatch. We've got texting, we've got email, we've got social media apps. Now, I'm going to show you health apps. You'd have to buy 3 devices, probably, to get everything that you're getting in this Berg 27. That's actually what it is. It's Berg 27. So we'll go ahead right there, and you've got a pedometer, right? And we're going to swipe. It's going to tell you exactly, you know, how far you've walked, how long you've walked. It's going to tell you calories burned as well. So another great feature, we've got right there.
Weather.
Weather is right there. We've got, if you want to set up reminders for yourself, you know, 2 o'clock, I've got an interview at, you know, with TPN or something like that. Now, we also have the sleep app as well. It's going to tell you the quality of your sleep, how long you slept, and all that other jazz. Going a little bit, there's a few more things. All right, there's sleep apps that just popped up. MP3, load up all your MP3 music to this device. Now, it comes with a 4-gigabyte micro SD, and it's expandable to 16-gigabyte as well. A voice recorder. You want to make some notes for yourself. You're in a meeting or something like that. You could just do that right on the Berg 27. Here's your camera function as well. And we got a shot right there of the screen. We've got image viewer right there.
This is like James Bond's watch.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And you want to know, you just brought up a really important point, because the next we're going to get to, you talking about James Bond. James Bond, though, he travels a lot, right? He's got to know where he is. That's really important. Well, check this out. This is my favorite feature of the phone. You got a compass on there. And cool. Look how beautiful and elegant that looks.
That is
right?
Nice.
So we can go on and on.
Yeah, I know. It's gorgeous and it's functional. Is it available now?
It's going to be available starting March.
Okay.
All right. And we're in production right after the show. We've got tremendous interest, as you can imagine, from so many different stores. And, you can go online, learn more about us at bergwearables.com or Facebook. /Berg Wearables. I don't know if we have any more time, but I'd just like to show you one other device we make.
We've got to get some other people up here.
All right, real quick, we came out with a children's watch. Now, this is great because it's got three pre-programmable numbers, no web browser, no social media. You don't want your little kids playing around with that. But mom, dad, an emergency number, and because it's got a SIM card in it, it's GPS enabled. So you can go on Google Maps and know where your child is any time of the day. We're also partnering up with the National Children's Database, where they can instantly get the images of the kids downloaded. If God forbid they go missing or anything like that, all vital stats. So this is another key product for us as well. A lot of stuff going on since, I guess, you spoke
definitely.
Last time.
And definitely.
It's Berg, B-U-R-G, smartwatch.com.
Or bergwearables.com.
Or bergwearables.com.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
And we want to thank you very much, Stephen, for coming on.
Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
I got to swap gorgeous. This watch out for another one.
That's
you know
gorgeous.
What I mean?
Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
Cool.
So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.